over the slain, bloodied, dead bodies of what remains of Reynald Einkill and the Blood Brew, with the still very much asleep form of Lord Brasslands, who was drugged, remember?
Yeah.
By Ignis and Pandora.
Yeah.
Because they knew he would never leave the city of Blackgate willingly. So he's still sawing logs, catching flies, as you are now in a room that is a bloodbath.
I mean, leave him asleep, no?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley, in particular, standing over Reynald himself, having struck the final blow.
More like pushed.
So, there's still war going on outside. No?
No, I think this was a secret attack.
Secret attack. But we're still waiting on the second wave.
Yes. I think this was separate from everything else. From what I can tell, they snuck in.
Yeah.
I don't think dragons are going to sneak anywhere, especially ancient alliances. They're just going to come and kill us. I don't know why they only, like, poked at us, though. That was really annoying. Maybe I should ask them. No?
Ask? Oh, with your thing. I forgot we did that.
I'm sorry. I'm a little adrenaline high right now. I shouldn't make any decisions.
I forgot
right
that
now.
She had a couple of pen pals.
Right.
This is the room that has the teleportation circle, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do we just want to get Brasslands out of here now?
Mm. That's an idea.
He's asleep. We should just FedEx him out.
Yeah, I agree.
I've never heard of that term before.
It's from the north.
Oh, it's from the north? I've only heard of ground.
The old mail dispatch.
So, yeah, let's...
Yeah, let's FedEx him out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget, but I'm pretty sure I have to cast teleportation circle.
Circle, yeah.
In order to use the circle to get him out. My only hesitation right now is, what do we want to do? I mean, are we just going to leave with him and leave everybody behind? I thought our plan was to get everybody out, all the non-combatants. And now I'm sorry, because it's been a little while. Did we do that already?
A lot of the non-combatants have already left.
I believe all of them. I believe all the non-fighters are out.
So it's just the fighters left behind?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Arya said she wanted to stay here to make the stand. Not Arya.
Ignis.
Wanted to stay here to make the stand to give us time to leave, right? So what do we do? Just fucking leave?
I think. I think our goal is dragon throne.
Question: do we know how many members of the Blood Brew there were?
13.
So this accounts the bodies that we're seeing account for the rest of them.
Yep. Because you guys slaughtered 5 in the city that one time, thanks to mass suggestion.
Oh.
Where you had them line up and basically just executed them.
Fun times.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, right?
And you were left with 8, and there are 8 bodies in this room, Reynald plus the 7 remaining.
You know what, though? I want to investigate each of the bodies to make sure that they actually have some sort of insignia or tattoo or, you know, red cape or something.
I believe you guys searched the bodies last session. That's why you got all the magic items you did.
But I'm very confident that all of them are Blood Brew, and that one of them, it might still be out there somewhere.
Ashley knows.
Okay.
This is all of them.
Ashley has confirmed this is
all of them. I guess what I'm getting at is teleportation circles go both ways. So how did they get here? So what's on the other end of the one if we use it? Of this one, if we use it.
Oh, right. They didn't get here through the teleportation circle. They came in through that vent.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So.
And you tracked them back here.
Yeah, they were in the imposter.
That's right.
So why are we sticking around? To help out our team until they die, even though we know they're going to die?
I think the plan was for us to get to the Dragon Throne.
I know, but I'm just thinking better of it now. Like, yeah, I want to stay because I want to make sure we have the best fight. But I'm also of the mind of everybody leave. Everybody go right now and they'll attack an empty city. They can attack an empty city all they want.
Well, maybe we should put the message out then.
Oh no, I remember why we wanted to stay. We want to take down at least one dragon.
Oh yeah, because we don't want to fight all of them at once.
We got to at least take one down and we have to focus fire on one. So that at least it cripples them somewhat before they get to Dragon Throne. It'll throw them for a loop if one of their own is dead.
And you know there are currently three here. One you sent that little that message to.
Yeah, we're doing a whisper campaign.
That may or may not have sowed the seeds of
discontent. I don't know if it was a whisper campaign. That was rather loud.
Yeah, that was kind of a kick in the door campaign.
Kick in the door.
Or I should say you saw three.
But two of them disappeared, the two that I'm starting the whisper campaign about.
One disappeared? Mimrina, Okeanos, and Ling were all here. But yeah. During the first attack, Ling was not on the battlefield. That's the one you sent the message to. Right. Mimrina and Okeanos were here, but Ling was not on the battlefield. She was nowhere to be seen.
I'm sorry. I thought Mimrina and Ling both left. Okay.
Yeah, you're trying to turn Ling against the other dragons, and we're all like, this isn't going to work, but... Fuck it, let's do it anyway.
What did he do? He pissed at me? They hate me? They want to kill me? Ooh.
And then you rolled in a natural 20.
Yes. I did the natural 20, and you guys all helped me with all of your extra little bumps. Yeah. All right, we're not doing that again. All right, so we are staying, but I do agree, FedEx, I'm out of here.
There you go, you see?
Yeah. Okay. Agreed.
Sorry, I had to remember what I knew.
Yeah.
It was a tough battle. All right, so... Teleportation circle.
Okay.
Clean it off.
You're taking the bodies off the circle.
That'd be nasty.
Half dead bodies over there. Okay, dead bodies off. I am going to Grasslands. We'll position.
Yeah.
Okay. Do one of you want to come with me, and two of you stay behind, or are we all going to go and then come back?
We're going to stay together. But can we get one of those little automatons?
Oh yeah, nice.
They should be around, right?
Sure, yeah.
Orchestrion really quickly goes upstairs, gets at least one of them, and it's like, hey.
Okay, if you ran all the way to Brass Hands' room, you could get Lionel.
There you go.
Like his main one.
Hey, buddy, follow me. And, like the Pied Piper just going down.
Oh, sure, yeah, it's following, and it goes... goes to the doorway and then it kind of goes on the wall and slide and goes sideways as you're walking.
Ew.
It's following you that way. Like the automatons go in and out everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like they go along the walls. Some of them go along the ceilings. There's tracks and tunnels everywhere for the automatons to continuously move throughout the city.
And I go stand next to him. There. Okay. Now you can go.
So you're sending the automaton with him.
Yes.
Oh, you don't even want me to go. I'm just gonna bump. We're all going to go. We're dropping him off.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're coming back? Or is he just going to go with his automaton and he's going to
go with his buddy.
Okay, I got it. All right. Hook him up. Teleportation circle. Automaton. And Brasslands. Bam.
Right before you cast it, you see the automaton. Its hands, like, it has, like, these metal, like, I don't want to say claws, but it's got like these metal utensils that it uses to carry things. You see the hands just sort of spin really, really fast, depress into the arms, and out come two little barrels. And you have, knowing Brasslands, you could figure those are probably mini blunderbusses or pepper boxes of some sort.
I'm also going to send a message to Arya.
Okay.
Who's in... what you call it, right?
She's in Dragon Throne, yes.
She's in Dragon Throne. And I'm going to say, I sent you something. Go to the teleportation circle right now, and you'll be happy with what you found.
All right, Captain Vig. Sending people right now.
That's all I got, man. I thought that would be cute. Sending one of her old friends to her.
Okay, Vig booking.
Oh, that's a blast from the past.
And you cast, and Brasslands and Lionel are gone.
Okay. Well, that's something. That's out of the way.
Good job, team.
Yes. Okay, leave the bodies here. I don't care.
So right? Now how do we get a dragon to come to us?
That we just have to wait for.
Should I call them? What do you want? What if we reach out to Ling to negotiate our surrender, but only to Ling? Come alone. And then... kill it!
Help me.
No?
Well, don't look at me. I'm not involved in this conversation.
We're trying to get her to turn on her allies.
Yeah. To soften them up.
Right. If we were to try and invite one of them, Probably shouldn't be her.
But didn't it say, like, we think you're the best? Like, we want to only report to you? Didn't I say something like that? Like,
yes. Yeah.
You're the most powerful, and, you know, nobody else compares to you.
But they think that you're nothing.
But if we come and we go, listen, we saw your strength, and we know it. We know that we have no stance because we know how powerful you are. Come and we will surrender, but only to you.
Right, but if we take her out first, we've lost the advantage of trying to make her think.
Yeah,
that. Take out people for us.
Yeah, because the whole we wanted to try to soften up one of the dragons by turning them on each other.
If you really want to get complicated, you could let her know that we're going to do a false surrender to one of the other ones.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, all True. Of this is pretty scary.
True.
Because they could both come and they could interrupt the surrender.
Exactly.
But at least we have them close, and at least we have them there, and at least we can stage it. If they attack us right here, right now, first off, we're depleted of energy, and we have our thumbs in our butts. If we can stage a specific moment, have people hiding in ditches kind of shit, you know?
An ambush.
Stage the surrender, but have it be an ambush. That could be cool. Just pick the one.
We can stage the surrender with one of the other dragons and tell Ling that we're surrendering, and then, but also, like, talk up that other dragon to Ling. And be like, this, who are the other dragons?
Mimrina. And Okeanos.
Be like, you know, Okeanos' power,
really impressed me?
Is worthy of such glory that we must genuflect to the Great One.
Yeah.
And see what,
yeah, clearly, I like it.
Clearly, you know, the most powerful.
I like where you're going with this. Could I twist it even more and say, I disagree. My whole team wants to genuflect to Okeanos, but I know that you're the real power. We are doing this surrender to him. Stop it before it happens. Kill Okeanos before we can surrender to him.
Go for it. I don't think we have anything to lose. Like, yeah.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Come and kill me?
Exactly.
Okay. Sure. I like what you're talking about, though. What do you think is the better option?
Yeah, I think...
Either way.
We think we're going on the same line, so go for it.
I think I like yours better. What do you think? I want it to be all of us thinking about this. I don't want to just dictate.
I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, for this plan, I think I'm here for the ride.
Okay.
I don't have a whole lot of input left.
So it's pretty much the middle of the night, right?
Oh, yeah.
I need rest.
Right.
That's a good call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I could say meet us at dawn.
Grab these bodies.
25 points.
Arrange them out front to spell Francis.
I'm working on the words here. How about Brasslands is dead?
Brasslands is one word.
Survivors. Oh, Brasslands is dead. Survivors wish to surrender.
Brasslands defeated.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my autocorrect. Brasslands defeated. Survivors to surrender. How's that?
Wish to?
I want to say survivors will surrender at dawn. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. Okeanos?
Will get glory?
Yes.
Okeanos will get glory.
Will
receive glory.
Receive glory.
We gotta get
we're contacting Link to say this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to say...
You're going to say.
Okay. We'll get glory.
We'll be glorified.
Okay. We'll be glorified.
The passive tense.
Mm. Okay. We'll be glorified. I have a lot of words here. I could say, if you're unable to stop him first, right? That's what I want to say, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
How do I say
it? If you allow it.
I like that.
How about...
Kestrion's a haughty son of a bitch. I can...
Yeah. It's good. How about...
Picking the right flowery words is probably important.
Yes.
If you allow, is what you just said. If you allow it. Claim this victory for yourself, right? So hold on. Claim this victory for yourself by defeating him.
Strike now while the iron is hot.
Okay. Destroy him?
Love you.
Sure. That'll be the last two.
Yeah, sure.
Destroy him.
Destroy him.
And that's going to who?
Ling.
We also have to...
contact Okeanos and say him. We are willing to surrender. Come now.
Yeah.
Our Castrion's the ChatGPT of the D&D world.
Also, we really, 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 really... Before we do this, I'm writing this down in a book right now, DM. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, we have to orchestrate this properly. We also have to contact Okeanos and say, we're here to surrender. We apologize for our fallacy, or for our overstating our welcome. You know, we don't want to die. Brass Lands is defeated. Come and claim us. Right?
Okay.
So we want that message.
We shall pledge our loyalty, blah, blah, blah.
Tomorrow at dawn.
Yes.
But we also have to get everybody inside their shit together. I gotta wake up a lot of fucking people and plan this.
Let's do it. Well, I can message people too, so.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's one way, but I can do it.
Yeah.
This is going to be a disaster.
What do you want to do, though? We're going to sit here?
I have nothing else to offer you.
Ashley is like, he's hitting his flask. He's like, I didn't think I was going out this way.
Ashley's like, I'm going to drink until it makes sense.
This is a terrible idea, but there are no other ideas.
If you have one.
I know, I have none.
If you have
none.
One, I'm willing to.
No.
I have
I'm not
nothing.
Trying to steamroll anybody.
No.
This is our best bad idea.
This is our best bet. This is our best bet, and it's...
How else are we going to do it? We got to do it. Now, we all decided last time that we really want to stay in the city, because this is our home, and we are defending our home, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to go out into a field to fight the dragons. So, we wanted to stay here.
While this is being done, I'm trying to, look out and look for any automatons and this and that. I'm like, go get people. We need everyone to round that person up, and having them go out and be like, you know, try to get people all to Alamo, essentially.
Get all the generals.
Okay. that's essentially what this is.
And have them meet us what? Under the dome? Under the guards?
I would say either at the Laughing Tavern, or basically right in front of the Laughing Tavern. This is us.
Mm-hmm. So meet at the tavern. Yeah.
Okay.
Laughter's Tavern.
Let's do it.
So as long as everybody has a long rest, I'm fine with it.
So you haven't sent the message to Ling yet?
No. Okay. I want to make sure that us in the dome and our survivors are aware that we are planning this. So that we can have our outposts, have our organization, have our guns pointed to the sky, and be ready at dawn. As soon as dawn breaks,
I'm outside. I actually have a little flute, and I'm playing it so people see me as they start walking by. I'm
okay.
Trying to it's a sort of a, I don't know, the band played on, the Titanic, sort of a slack, sad melody.
I just added the Constitution bonfire from the War Cutter, and I went up 24 hit points.
Oh, nice.
Actually, no. Yeah.
Two per level? Because that would be somewhere around 28. Oh, no. 15. You should have gone up at least 15.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went up from 13 to 16.
Also, you're getting guidance.
Getting up a basis.
Yep. Huh?
Oh, no. I think it's only plus 2.
I got
two.
A lot of messaging to do.
Okay.
I think I gave myself an extra.
Okay, so the first two that you recognize, I mean, you recognize a lot of faces. This is your Alamo, and so all the defenders here, you've come. There's some familiarity, even if you don't know their names, you recognize a lot of their faces.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's that dwarven guy. Oh, that's that elf. You know, the first two that you are familiar with, who come into Laughter's Chapel, are Ignis and Olenna, the dwarf ranger. Ignis looks like she just got out of bed. She's still rubbing her eyes. All right, what in the blue fuck is this?
I believe it is our moment of truth.
Okay, I don't hear any attack coming.
You didn't hear it, but it happened.
We're going to make the attack come to us.
Okay.
We're here for an attack. Why don't we set the stage?
We have a plan.
You.
Noodles.
Okay. Ignis is like not Star Trek, that's not, but like Ignis is like shell-shocked, like. And the dwarf next to her is like, so, if I understand correctly, you want to try to provoke the dragons.
I don't think it's a try. I think it's going to happen.
And trick an ancient dragon into attacking its ally?
The stage has already been set.
When you say it like that, it sounds really bad.
The hat... I'm just rolling to see what order they wake up in. With that, Nevia, the half-elf cleric, and Olivaro join the party. So, what's going on in Noodles?
Is there a pressure
of
me?
All right. No, just... You're very normal, you know what I mean? Especially when you played Nevia, you were very normal. So, Ignis, so what made you come up with this? You thought this was the best course of action?
Go ahead, Ignis. What do you think? Do you have any other way? Because right now, if they attacked right now, what advantage do we have? We have nothing. We have to turn the tables. We have to be ready. Right now, we're sitting here shaking with fear on, oh my God, when do they come? We know they're coming. Why don't we set the stage? I don't care why they come at dawn. Maybe they know it's a lie. Maybe it doesn't work. But they will be here. Right? And at least we are as prepared as possible.
That is true. I cannot deny that. But there is no way we can hold off even two dragons at alone three.
We're going to focus fire on one and we're going to kill it. We just are.
And if one of those dragons can fight each other, that makes our job a hell of a lot easier.
Or even doubt the other one. Like maybe while we're fighting the dragons, we try maybe to protect Okeanos for a second. To drive it home.
Let's be honest. They may be allies, but that alliance is propped up by stilts. Infested with termites.
Mm. All it needs is a little kick.
Or a push.
Something. He's absolutely right.
And we can turn the tide.
We can strike a blow, that is for sure. I mean, ultimately, we need some of us to get to Dragon Throne. It is a risk. If we all fall here, it's over.
But here's what I'm thinking. If we aren't prepared to take at least one of them down, then why aren't we all just fleeing right now? You want to just go right now? Got the teleportation circle, let's go.
No, because you bring up an extra concern, then they will consolidate forces and there will be at least five sieging Dragon Throne.
And if they win this right here? Oh, well, then they're going to get the accolades of, ooh, look what we did. But even if they fly away together, they're going to be questioning each other. Any seeds of deceit that we can lay are going to work later.
Well, I thought I was the one with motivational speeches.
Aw, thank you. Well, Brazzy's the best at it, I think.
My heart.
A voice from behind you, Malady. You know this is all just band-aids on a severed limb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you turn around and it's your. You have to get to Dragon Throne if you want to fix this. Although I would like to see the dragons turn on each other. That would be entertaining.
I do not need the teleportation circle. If my team can stay close enough to me and you... We can all grab hands and I can get us out from wherever to wherever.
How many can you take?
Oh, well, you're making me read my spell now, aren't
you? How dare I make you look shit up in a D&D game? The nerve of me!
Know this!
The nerve of me! Have to read your abilities? The fuck you say?
It's almost like you're a DM.
Right? The ball's on me.
Eight. So us is five.
Three more. Okay. I'd be more than willing to stay behind, but I need to come with you to Dragon Throne.
Yes, you do.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other generals? Or are we just going to try to grab whoever we can in that moment?
Probably grab whoever we can in that moment.
How are the clerics doing? Because a lot of them have lost their abilities.
You know the one Luxodon... who Zarkon was counseling, lost his powers.
Yeah.
No one else has reported anything yet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was multiples.
Okay.
If I said there were others in the previous game, then I apologize. We'll just go with that canon, whatever I said last game.
I think you said, like, you rounded up but the clerics been, and the paladins to, like, test out.
There's been no new ones reported, I'll say. Since that moment, there's been no new ones reported.
Yeah, we're trying to have the gods, or the icons, rather, go to that plane.
Yes.
Right.
Feywild?
That's right, yes. I think the Feywild. You were going to send them to the Feywild.
To hide. Right. Using that god that no one over that icon that no one takes seriously.
Yes, yes. Oh, I just got goosebumps. That was such a good thing. Okay, all right. Okay, are you on our side? Do you agree with this? Are you able to set some traps up?
I mean, I kind of agree with Ashley. It's a bad plan, but I can't think of a good one either. It might be our best bad one. We are sitting ducks if we stay in the city.
All right, now look how unprepared we are. You have. Well, of course, you have your weapon in hand.
So just so I'm clear, you're going to send this message to Ling.
Mm-hmm. First, Okeanos.
For terms of surrender.
Yep. Only to him. Then I'm going to send it to Ling to let him know of the plan. Hopefully, Ling and Okeanos will hurt each other to the point where they will at least be weakened before they get to us. Even if they figure it out, maybe they'll take a good swipe out of two out of each other.
You know,
and if not... Alright.
Old friend, Ignis turns to Yor. We do have one thing to our advantage. I don't think they have an exact number, exact count of how many of us are here.
Excellent point.
Perhaps if half of us were to surrender and the other half lie in wait, we could perhaps ambush either Ling or Okeanos or Mimrina, whoever gets in our ways. Maybe hurt them.
Who hears... I don't think it's me, but who hears, like, the expert on dragons? Isn't it you?
I
think your best bet would be Ashley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a way that we could, like, salute them, or is there, like, a hand gesture or anything like that where we could, like, raise our hand almost, like, as a formal salute so that they know?
You would know, Ashley, there's no formal salute. The key would be fealty, submissiveness.
Mm. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orchestrion will add a little bit more flavor to this.
Mm.
That message... I can translate it into Draconic. So she can send it in Draconic, perhaps?
Okay.
Let's look.
Yeah, I think you all speak Draconic.
Yep, I speak Draconic as well.
Languages. I have Draconic.
There you go. Let's assume that the syllable structure and word count is that. I am being shushed away.
You're fine. We're here to just roll some dice, all right?
You don't have to know Klingon to be able to...
Just want to do some sword and sorcery, yada, yada, yada. Come on. Move it along. What mountain is this? Mountain, forget about it. Let's go. What about this river? River, I don't give a fuck. Come on. Roll your d20. Jesus Christ.
Now I want to create a Mount Forget About It. That might show up in a future game. Mount Forget About It.
Like based that. On the Italian Renaissance.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
All right, are we ready?
Let's
do it.
Enough talking?
As ready as we can.
I'll go get my armor.
I'm expecting them to organize the troops how they want to, because they're the ones that are in charge of the troops.
Okay.
Or essentially the freelancers.
So, right? You're going to mention the fact that Brasslands is dead. You're mentioning to Orkianos that we're all surrendering to him.
Yep.
So, we are going to pretend now to surrender to Orkianos, hoping for the best.
And homemaking that pisses Ling off.
And then she, on her own, is going to... deceit Ling.
Deceit Ling.
Okay. So, I'm on board.
Let's do it.
Like it. This is going to go so sideways.
DM, what am I rolling?
Well, what's the first thing we're doing? You're sending the message to Okeanos.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You have... So, Braz, tell me what you have. You can send a message no matter the distance?
No, I can send. I can only message up to 30 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was saying. I could go wake people up and just be like, ding, 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 ding.
I was hoping that if a male voice did to Okeanos and a female did to Ling, they wouldn't be able to identify it. But okay, I got it. Yes, Okeanos.
Okay.
You're going to make me say the whole thing?
Give me the gist of it again. You don't have to say the whole thing.
The gist is...
I know you counted out the words.
Brasslands is dead. Mm-hmm. The gist is, Brasslands is dead.
Or defeated.
Defeated. We want to surrender to you because we know you are the greatest. Come at dawn to claim your victory before your brethren.
Snatch it.
Snatch it from you.
Okay.
If I have any words, I will say we are destroyed and we do not want to die. We pledge fealty if we have the words.
Okay. Make a deception check.
Oh, God in heaven. Now, I did this in Draconic. I said it with confidence.
Uh-huh.
Guidance.
Thank you. Is it D4?
I'm going to wait till she rolls and I see the number, and then I can give Bardic inspiration, but not before you give your result.
You can give the inspiration now.
I can.
She can choose whether or not to roll it.
And it lasts for a while. I can hold on to it.
I guess it's the same thing regardless.
Okay.
You get one inspiration.
But how big is your inspiration? What is it?
Be a D10.
One D10, yeah.
Okay, give me a D10 and a D4 out of Vin's piles.
There's your 4, and there's your 10.
Thank you.
And they match.
All right, everybody. This is your moment. 19.
Plus. The guidance.
1.
20.
Plus. 3. And you said which?
So 23 plus deception.
0.
23.
Okay.
Takes a minute. Okay. And you hear the sound of a dragon before it actually replies.
Uh-huh, okay, that's terrifying.
Almost like the CB radio depresses before he starts talking.
Glad a humanoid finally came to its senses.
You all can't be loud right now, but we're really happy.
Let's go!
Impress the hell out of me with your surrender. Perhaps I'll allow a few of you to live. See you at dawn.
Okay. No, I have no idea if that was 25 words or not, but...
Okay, podcast can't tell, but all of our hands went up and we were all, like, crying.
Let's go!
Oh, man.
Rolled 15 on his insight.
Oh, man, I was just about to say I didn't send it and I didn't hear it, but
insight check. Basically, in game, we're just seeing her face, and she's like, ah, and we're like, yay! It's like a wedding shower.
I will definitely relay it to you, clearly. I will relay everything I can. Okay. Ling.
Okay. Gist. You don't have to give me the whole thing. Just
the gist is Brasslands is defeated. My comrades plan to surrender to Okeanos. They think he is mightier than you. Take him out before he can claim your glory. You have until dawn. Am I right? Was that right?
Yeah,
he asked for gist. But I'm not missing anything.
I was all
right?
Like defeated, strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, strike while the iron's hot. Yeah, is what he said. He was eloquent in his wording. I used Draconic. I used a caring and worried voice. Does this lower my DC at all?
I'm trying to figure out what the role's going to be, because what you're telling her is the truth, but it's the truth based on a deception.
That passed.
A successful.
Yeah, that's...
Is there a difference between your persuasion and your deception? Is there a difference? Like, if
persuasion
I was to...
Persuasion is a 0, deception... as a 0.
Okay, so no difference. Okay, so roll me one of those.
Okay. All right. Guidance.
Bardic Inspiration.
Okay. This is your moment. Come on, baby girl. 14.
I have something I want to do, but I want to wait till this is resolved.
Okay.
14 because plus
this is
9.
Fucking dramatic.
So 23.
Plus 2.
25. Pretty good.
Familiar voice again.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what game you're playing, but if you double-cross me, I will pick my teeth with your bones. That's it.
Should I respond? I'm very tiny and would make a good toothpick?
No. So you noodles us, right?
I noodled you.
We're all happy now, right? Because it seems to be working.
See,
here's the great thing about the fact that Okeanos believed us. Because now if Lane goes to Okeanos and goes, hey, so they're surrendering to you, and he's going to go, yup, and he's going to believe it, and he's going to reinforce all of that.
Oops. Disinformation campaign! Yeah. Generational warfare! Always Sunny meme!
Something I feel like we need to do in order to sell this as surrendering.
Yeah.
We need people to act as sacrifices.
Well, I was thinking about that, Ashley. I'm going, and on that, I go right downstairs. I'm like, follow me. These bodies that we just recently made, take their clothes off, and we take their clothes off, and then we find other clothes of, I don't know,
lesser value.
Lesser value. Right. And
so these, we use those bodies as already.
These are our offerings.
Listen,
our allies.
They may want live ones.
You guys are better at this than me, so I'm going to go in the kitchen real quick. I'm going to get a drink. Take a break.
She's going to choose not to eat with you.
She's going to recharge her batteries.
Just going to go recharge my batteries. I'm very much on a high right now. You guys can dress dead bodies however you want.
The thing is, would the dragons know the blood brew?
Hence the changing of the clothes.
Change their clothes, and I mean, you know, we could just sort of.
I mean,
muck
I'm
up their
sure
faces.
They have a degree of facial recognition, but they're ancient dragons. They're not really gonna care.
That's fair.
I like that idea. I feel like live fake sacrifices might be more believable, but your idea is also safer.
Well, Ashley.
Did I just volunteer myself?
Yeah, you did.
I absolutely did. Fuck, all right, I'll do it.
So essentially the noodles on this would be, yeah, I'm just going to tie your hands up behind your back, but you're going to have a knife in your hand so you can easily cut yourself out. That's it.
And yeah, tie it loosely.
So, like, that's it, you know. I'm going to have to sell
this. Trick knocks here? Anybody who can make a trick knock? That seems like it's right up your alley.
I have survival skills. I'm sure we could do that.
Proficient in sleight of hand.
Yeah. So build and also aren't you like a magician?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so like a magician's knot.
Yeah. I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
DM, am I capable of doing that?
A magician's knot?
Yeah.
Make a dexterity check.
Okay. Yeah.
Jabbing! I'm just like cutting circulation off on this.
Or maybe you're just doing a really shitty job. All right, and I want to untie it.
Okay, make a dex check.
Not sleight of hand.
Are you trying to hide that you're doing it? Or are you just like, okay, you got that on, let me see if I can get out?
Yeah, it's...
Because that would be straight dex.
Oh, all right.
If you were like trying to be deceptive about it, it would be more sleight of hand.
I mean... Not to argue, I just feel like if I was trying to be deceptive, it would be more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I still got plus five. That's just 20.
Well, we could have saved that for when we needed it.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow, Orchestra, these are really hard. Hey, can you hold that for me?
I think we're good. And also, I could find a small knife. And we could,
a failsafe.
We're going to...
I got something, guys.
Good.
Seeming. I've taken the spell Seeming, and I've never used it. I can prepare it tonight, because now it's dawn. I can prepare it. And I can change the appearance of up to 8 people. Oh. And what they look like, how they're dressed, everything. I can make a Brasslands dead
people?
On the floor.
8 bodies? I think
one
we got
can be Brasslands. That
one
works.
Can be Brasslands dead on the ground.
I was thinking, as grim as this is, put them up on poles.
Damn, actually. Yeah, you're right.
So,
I don't like being that dark, but if we're gonna sell it, that's where we gotta go.
You're not wrong.
The dead bodies I'm okay with putting up on poles, but I think we need a Brasslands who's maybe still alive, because all we said was defeated. So we could have somebody tied up like this, maybe your, that looks like Brasslands.
I don't know if you ever want to be part of
Excuse me.
You have to be tied up and look like you're defeated in your Brasslands?
No, I have no interest in that.
I feel like you're Vin talking.
You lost me at the tied up part.
Nope, that's me.
It's all about consent and safe words.
That's you?
That's gonna be me.
It's gonna be you?
Yep.
Okay, so I
you can make Ashley look like Brasslands.
Yeah. So let's not say...
It'll have to be with magic because, you know, these horns.
Yeah. I think we all need to look like we're tied up. Because I think our reputations are too strong to admit that we have given up. I think it needs to look like the villagers tied us up.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit much?
That's a bit much.
Okay.
If we do...
We're surrendering.
Even if we were to do that, not you. Because you were the one sending the messages.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, that's fine. Okay. I think one brass lands to drive it home.
So
I think 8 dead bodies up on sticks.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Oh, guys, this is...
How many more hours till dawn, DM?
3.
Is 3 hours enough time for a short rest?
Yes.
Yes.
I will then go and I will do a short rest to regain my bardic inspiration.
I'm going to need to sit with you, too, because of my spell slots, I have to go rest.
Yeah, I can...
You can play your song, and I'll song give you healing. Tea. Okay. You guys don't want to rest?
I haven't used anything.
Yeah, I'm full.
Okay.
We can help start getting stuff put together.
Yeah.
With the time we have left, or at least some of it, I'll help to undress the bodies, but I want to look at the armor that they're wearing.
The blood brew?
Yeah. Okay. I want to see if there's any like symbols on it or anything like that. And anything... I'm specifically looking for a suit of armor that could fit one of us. That might be intact. If there is. I'm not sure.
There is. I mean, they have armor that would fit you, but I don't know if they have anything better than what you're wearing.
That's not why I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, they were all humanoids. Like, they're definitely stuff that would fit Ashley or Orchestrion for sure.
I mean, okay. I just added a suit of studded leather.
So what I'll do... What I'll do is, if I can, I'll help to undress them. One suit of armor that looks decent, I'm going to save.
And you know what?
I'm going to save.
Okay.
I think we have a bag of holding if you need it.
Huh?
I think we have a bag of holding.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in the bag of holding. We're getting very deception-y, so something like that might come in handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has, like, symbols of what the blood brew have on it and stuff? Or?
Not really. Like, they didn't have any sort of uniform or emblem that identified them. They all just kind of, like, hung out together, and they were all kind of patchwork. They didn't really have a uniform or anything.
Oh, that's the case? Then never mind.
Okay.
That was where I was going with it. But, yeah, they don't have that. Then never mind.
Yeah, they were each, like, mercenaries for hire that just kind of ended up staying together.
Right. There wasn't anything, like, official.
Got it. Never mind, then. I'll still help.
But, yeah.
I'm resting.
Okay, we're resting?
While we're resting, I'm doing my timey-wimey.
Okay.
And I'm making sure that we're... No, because it's hit points, so it doesn't matter. And we're not rolling hit dice, so we don't have to play song either. We're a bunch of both idiots.
I just short-rested to get my bardic. Yeah.
So then you would take the next 2 hours, because a short rest only takes really one. Mm-hmm. And you would take the next 2 hours and just mentally prep for what awaits you the next morning. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the location? I know you said at dawn.
We didn't say anything. I don't know. My imagery was that, like, we had like a town square, essentially, under a dome. Now the dome was ripped off. Mm-hmm. My vision was that we were up on that top level on a roof somewhere. That's what I envisioned, because I want to be able to have things going up into the air. Like, I'm expecting, because, like, all these little tricks and gadgets, and I'm assuming you have some sort of cannons. Not you, but Brasslands.
Okay.
That could be pointed to the sky. So if we can stand at one central point, all the other rooftops around could be pointing something at the sky.
Okay. That's a lot.
What do you mean?
You want to go around the entire city and aim all the cannons, and I don't know if you have time for that.
Okay, what do I have time for?
And I thought you had something. So you want to go stand on a rooftop.
Where do you want us to stand?
There's several hundred defenders in the city.
Okay.
You want to put everyone on rooftops?
Okay, fine. So we're all going to sit around the town square, and they have to come down into the bubble.
Okay, that's more reasonable. It's going to have to land inside. Asking. Okay, that's more reasonable is what I'm asking.
Is there enough room for his body, for one of the dragons, to come down and land in?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay, perfect. Because then we can have rooftops pointed down, we can have alcoves going in. We can just fucking
Alcove's going in?
Yeah, you heard my words.
Alcove's going
in. I told you. I envision, does anybody have any ropes that they can pull his body down, keep him on the ground, so he can't take off?
I don't think
you harpoons? Don't have the prep time you think you do.
Right, well, I'm assuming
you're talking about plans that this is days of prep, not hours.
See, all of this is happening in Malady's head. Like,
it's while she's asleep in the tavern.
It's an A-team montage.
And she's just like snoring. Malady is taking her short rest like this. Harpoons! All right, fine. Okay, fine.
Me and Ashley are looking at each other like, we're just
going
to die today.
You don't have to make fun of me. We can just say we don't have the time for it, and we're going to have them land on the ground.
Okay.
If you do, I'll bring you back. Unless I die.
You're dropping guards and wards, obviously, because you have to let them in.
Mm-hmm. I might have already been dropped by now.
Okay. And about half the defenders, all of you included, are waiting inside the town square the next dawn.
And the other half are hiding.
Yeah. And Ignis, Pandora are with the other half that are sort of hiding in wait.
Good. I have cast Seeming on him.
Ashley.
On Ashley. And 7 of the other bodies hanging up.
Okay.
Just because in case they know who the Blood Brew is, I want them to not recognize them.
Okay, and Ashley's hanging up somewhere?
No, Ashley's laying on the ground in front of us.
Okay.
He's on his knees.
Yeah, you're defeated.
He's defeated Brass. Not dead. Okay. And
with a trick.
The trick, I got it.
I'm behind you, Ashley.
I'm going to get eaten, aren't I?
We'll get you out. Might be a couple days, but we'll res ya. We had a good cleric.
Oh boy.
Okay. You hear the beating of wings before you see anything. You hear the. And you see a gargantuan black shape land on the end of the dome. Eyes of what?
Is it Mimrina, the black one?
Yes.
Fuck!
You knew Mimrina was here.
No, I know.
She lands on the side of the dome, sees the three of you, and is just... You can see the fire and the evil in her eyes. And she waves one of her claws in the air, and you can see her mouth something, and appearing inside the city, one by one, you see these giants as if they're being teleported in. But the one that...
Counterspell?
You're going to cast Counterspell? She is way beyond 60 feet. And the one that is... They're not attacking. They're sort of just landing and standing sentinel with their weapons. But you notice all the giants are zombies.
Ooh.
And now the streets are lined with dozens of undead giants as you begin to hear a second set of wings beating. And landing on the opposite end of the dome, you see a gargantuan blue shape.
Okay.
And in her mouth, hanging from her mouth, a gargantuan white head.